Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. May the force be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is the president of Immigration Works USA. She's been a good friend of ours for a long time now, coming up on 9 years that she's been keeping us informed on the whole immigration landscape. And the reason why we're so happy to stay close to her, folks, is because small business owners are right in the middle of the immigration debate with the employees that we hire, and all the whole so many of the things that are being used to enforce immigration laws, small business owners get caught up in the middle of that. And so she's here to help us with the current debate. Tamar Jacoby, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Tamar. During your visit today, you're going to tell us about where the current debate is, the current legislation process is for immigration reform, which seems to be gaining some critical mass. But before we go there in the next segment, I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of where we've been, and how did we get to this issue? What are the numbers, and why did this thing fail in 2007 that we can learn from this, from that?
Okay, so a little background before we get to the current battle. Most people think of immigration reform as dealing with 11 million unauthorized immigrants. They look around and everybody sees on the street corner and wherever they look, they see these unauthorized immigrants. The truth is that's just the symptom of the problem. The problem is we as a country and an economy actually need workers at both the less skilled end of the jobs ladder and the top of the jobs ladder. Our workforce is changing, getting more educated, much more educated than it was even, say, 40 or 50 years ago. So we still need some, some people to do farm work and work in kitchens and that kind of thing. But we also don't use enough PhD scientists to compete with other countries. So the bottom problem is that we need people at the low end of the economy and we need people at the high end of the economy, and the immigration system hasn't been providing that over the last few decades. Mm-hmm. People come in to do farm work and kitchen work and construction. There were no visas for them, so they snuck in when there were jobs available. And we didn't have enough visas for the PhD scientists. We attract a lot of them, but not enough to compete.
I've been reporting on H-1B, I say that one, H-1B. No.
That's right.
Is that right? Visas for 15 years, and over the years with people like Kiplinger, that was a constant report that we would do about that, and then we never have enough of those.
We never have. No country has enough. That's this era's. Countries used to compete for natural resources, mm-hmm. and territory and colonies. Now we compete to attract smart people.
Right. So the problem is not, as she points out, the problem is not just people coming over the walls in Juarez, Mexico, or Tijuana, or wherever, or West Texas. It's on the high end as well.
We need these workers.
How many we got? How many we got now?
All in all, in America, I think we're up. It's something like 13% of the population. So we're up in the. That's up in the 30+ million, and about a third of
them are
citizens. A third of them are citizens.
Okay.
A third of them are people who are legal and waiting to be citizens, and about a third are unauthorized.
Ah. Okay. So we're talking about 15 million. Illegals.
Most people think about 11.5 million, and that's the people who like them.
These are the people that the AP doesn't want to call illegal anymore, right?
Exactly. Right. But the fix, what we need to do, what the government needs to do, what Congress needs to do, is fix all these parts. They need to make those people. Give those people some answer, right?
Right.
And then they need to make it easier for the high skilled people to get here,
and to make those people available to small businesses, for example, to be able to hire them and not feel like they're getting into a bind.
And exactly, and they need to make low skilled people available legally.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, all 99.999% of those 11 million would rather have come on an airplane with a visa. Nobody wants to walk across the desert
right.
at the risk of death.
That's
that
right.
doesn't get you anything. You don't get out of your taxes that way.
That's
that
right.
You're, win you anything.
But you're basically abandoning all hope and or your family and becoming homeless. Okay, quickly before we wrap up this segment.
So in '07,
yeah,
they tried to fix it. Big comprehensive bill, tried to cover all these bases,
yeah.
and it was killed by a lot of different things. There were a lot of angry, you know, people on the right of the center.
Because they were worried about amnesty.
Who were worried about amnesty. There were also Democrats who didn't want to let a Republican president solve this problem.
Ah. I love politics, don't you?
Yeah, I love politics.
How's my sarcasm?
No one was excited about.
No compromise. So the question is are we going to get a bill this time? Are we going to get some immigration reform this time in 2013? We'll talk about that after these messages with Tamar Jacoby. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.